The following is a Journey into Comics Network production.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's the Podfather Nate here. This is the Journey into Comics Network Best of the Week show. Highlights from all of the shows that have released this week on our network for you to get a taste of everything that we've got going on. Sit back, relax, and enjoy.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Journey into Comics.
We're gonna watch two trailers.
Yeah,
because we're gonna watch the one that neither one of us have seen, and then we're gonna watch the Last Jedi trailer, which I've seen five times.
I've only watched it once.
Okay, so it'll be cool to sit back and kind of absorb it again.
Absolutely.
But I got reminded of this video that I saw. This is, I think, a year old video. This dude smokes a Carolina Reaper. Have you seen it?
No.
Okay, I sent this to Caitlin. So he puts this dried Carolina Reaper into a bong.
Okay.
And take some hits off of it.
Oh my God.
And his reaction kills me.
Okay. Please.
This is like a 2 minute long video.
Sure, I don't mind. Okay, he's got the... Okay.
All right, hold on, buddy. I'm actually going to turn up the brightness because I have my brightness down.
I totally appreciate that. Okay. So he's got a nice looking piece, of course.
I'm sorry.
Internet, you know, connection,
what?
Drama.
I'm not on their internet, that's why.
Oh, get on the level. By the way, I wanted to say, I love your Invincible Iron Kid shirt.
You know what?
It's a beautiful crossover.
I got this shirt a couple years ago.
I think I've seen it maybe once. All right, are we back to the video? Let's check it out.
This is my bowl.
Okay.
Oh my God. I'm just going to rip a chunk off of this.
It doesn't want to turn for you.
No. But that's fine. It doesn't need to.
Stuff it in there. Ooh, it's nice and oily.
So,
I'm just going to see what happens. I'm not going to say I'm going to be able to long rip this whole thing. I don't know what's going to happen.
I think butt stuff needs to talk about this.
I totally agree.
This is the first time I've ever been scared to do something on YouTube.
I would be terrified.
I've seen a lot of weird shit with the Carolina Reaper, and this terrifies me that this person tried to do this, because you're literally putting the capsaicin from that Reaper
into your lungs.
So,
I told you guys I was going out with a bang this year.
Holy shit, he's terrified. You can actually see it on his face here. That's a fucking... Is that a huge-ass lighter? Or is that just like regular size? Or does he have tiny little hands?
All right, here you go. Here it is.
He hit it again. You are so stupid. Water's not going to help, bro. It's in your lungs. It's not going to help, you dumbass. You can't get water in your lungs. What are you thinking? He's chugging the fuck out of this water bottle, and he's panicking. It looks like he maybe has snot coming out of his nose. He's pained right now is the word. He is injured. Injured is the word. If you cough, bro, you're dead. Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Oh, it hurts so much worse because now it's in your throat. Man. And they say coughing makes you 10 times more higher. He's slobbering down his face now. This is incredible. I mean, look, I can't say that I've not been guilty of, like, almost vomiting sometimes in my life, but that's a different...
The look on his face, the sheer panic. Oh, no. Oh,
it was like, as soon as the smoke hit his lungs, yeah. It was like, you fucked up.
Have you seen the Ross Marquand doing impressions?
That's the dude from The Walking Dead.
Yes, he plays Aaron.
Yeah.
And this is a casting thing where he does impressions of a person that he can do an impression of. Doing like lines from another movie.
Okay, sure. I love this.
All right, hold on.
Random videos.
Yeah, well, we're gonna watch the trailers, but I just opened up my Facebook and it's like, well, there we go. We got something else we can do. So this is Ross Marquand. I think it's Marquand.
Is
there a D on there?
You know,
great
actually,
dude, funny guy.
He is hilarious.
I had no idea he could do this many.
Okay, sure.
Then this many this well. So you don't really need. You don't really need like a play by play.
Okay. Because
he's just gonna be sitting there talking.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
But what we may do is we'll say what movie he's gonna be doing, with the voice.
Okay.
Because some of you may not absolutely get it, because it'll say it on the bottom of the screen.
But they're not. We're not gonna. Yeah, I got you. Okay.
Are you talking to me? Who else you talk? You talking to me? Okay. Well, I'm the only one here. So who the fuck do you think you're talking to?
That is John C. Reilly's Taxi Driver.
That's awesome.
Someday, and that day may never come, I'll call upon you to do a service for me. But until that day comes, accept this justice.
I have an ad. Are you serious? There's an ad.
Really?
Yes. I just muted it.
Wow, nice save, Brando. It looks like it's an ad
for The Evil Within 2.
Oh, I never finished The Evil Within 1.
I never started it.
I have it. I got it for like $10 at GameStop. It was brand new.
Life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Hugh McGregor.
If you let my daughter go now, that'll be the end of it.
Nicholson taken.
I will not look for you. I will not pursue you. But if you don't, I will look for you. I will find you. And, you know, I'll kill you. Yeah, so 1,100 men went into the water. 316 men come out. All the sharks, they took the rest. June the 29th, 1945. And I want my sharks. No wire hangers. Come on. What's wire Keaton, hangers doing
Michael
in this
Keaton,
closet?
Mommy,
I told you, no wire hangers ever. Come on. You want to get nuts? Let's get nuts.
I want you to draw me like one of your French girls.
John Malkovich, it's hilarious.
Wearing only this.
Breathe in through the nose.
Marlon Brando.
Wax on. Wax off. Don't forget to breathe. It's very important.
Now, you boys, put those guns down. Go ahead. Make my
Kevin Spacey.
I could have had class. I could have been a contender instead of being a bum. Which is what I am. Shut up. Shut up. You hand me an hello. I told that crowd a fucking thousand times that I don't roll on Shabbos. Saturday, Tony, is Shabbos, the Jewish day of rest. It's not your fault. It's not your fault, Will. Will, go down to the Goodwill store, because I want you to stop being such a sad sap.
Hello. My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
I see dead people. They're walking around like regular people. They don't see each other. They only see what they want to see. They don't know they're dead. They're everywhere. Wow.
Have you ever seen, I think I probably talked about it like 80 times. Have you ever seen I Know That Voice? It was on Netflix for a long time. It was a documentary about voice actors, right?
Yeah.
So one thing that I found interesting about watching Ross Marquand, that's a little bit of a tongue twister there, is that one thing he does extra good is not only does he try to talk the character, he is physically acting as the character and trying to be the embodiment of
him. The faces?
Yeah. He does a really good job, man.
Well, that's almost what you have to do.
Yeah.
To get a really good impression. If you notice, what was the guy's name? Frank Caliendo.
Yeah.
He face morphs.
Yeah, does.
Like when he's doing George W. Bush.
Or when...
he just gets this look in his face.
His Madden is hilarious,
absolutely.
Too. That's, it's, I love it's that. Golden.
Anyway, we're going to watch the Last Jedi trailer. Of course, this trailer came out 1 week ago.
Spoilers. Okay, I should guess because I haven't seen the numbers. I'm going to guess how many millions of YouTube hits it has.
Official Star Wars channel version.
Okay, per that, I'm going to guess 27 mil.
29 million.
Damn, not bad. I want to say it was like at 12 when I watched.
Well, some of these have been re-uploaded through other channels and all this.
People just trying to get feed hits.
Well, that, but then they have like extended
reviews.
Let's talk over this. The original official teaser trailer that came out 6 months ago has 41 million.
Holy shit, Batman.
But I've seen this trailer 4 or 5 times now. You've seen it once.
Once it was like the next morning after it aired on Monday Night Football.
Okay. I was still awake. And it was already online after like 10, and between 10 and 10:30. So I was like laying in bed like,
okay, just fucking watch it.
All right, here we go.
Okay, sure.
We're going to play this and do some commentary over it. Things that we notice.
Yeah.
Because obviously we don't just want to play the whole thing and let it just play.
Yeah, be silent and then get flagged. Hey, why are you using the audio from our shit?
You can't use our trailer. This is a review. So we're going to do it this way.
Okay, cool. I'm excited. Official trailer. Flashback to Luke?
When I found you.
No, that's not. That was,
I saw.
Now, hold on. Did you notice these new walkers?
They're like AT-AT pluses.
Well, like, look at them. They're like walking on their knuckles.
They look more like gorillas now.
Yeah.
That's weird. They've got that one has like a thing coming out of its dome. Like, is that like a some sort of like, what do you call those things? You ram them into doors.
Oh, like a ram?
Yeah, ram. Is that what it's called?
I don't know what else you would call it. Okay, anyway,
sure.
So, I just wanted to notice that they're walking on their knuckles.
Okay. Okay, that's Kylo with a bunch of flame troopers of sort. New lightsaber?
No, that's the same one.
Was it black sheathed? I thought it was silver in the first movie.
You may be right.
Rey having
Luke's.
Yeah.
I like the score.
Yeah. God, this movie's gorgeous.
Handing the saber to Luke with the cyborg on.
Kind of sucks because that's what the payoff to Force Awakens is. They just put it in the trailer.
I need help.
She's training with the lightsaber.
Who you realize she's talking to in this trailer, though? Hot damn.
I've seen this raw strength only once before.
Yeah.
It didn't scare me enough then.
Vader.
It does now. No, it's Kylo. Right.
Oh, okay, well, I see. Well,
Kylo destroyed his Jedi Temple.
Correct.
He, you know, Ben. Ben was, he was one of his students. Ben fell. Ben came in with the Knights of Ren, destroyed the temple, and from what I understand, possibly killed some of Luke's students.
Damn.
And Ben tried to murder Luke himself.
Damn, and that's why Luke exiles himself. He essentially is going off the grid.
And
to...
what can only be, what we imagine, is that she was there.
Okay.
And he took her to safety. Didn't want to bring her with him. Obviously, too much force in one place.
He can,
you know, do the old Obi-Wan and be like, you know, stay here in exile. Obviously, Luke feels like he failed. What I think Luke is talking about here is that he saw that raw strength in Ben before he turned. And it didn't frighten him then.
He was excited thinking that the Jedi had gained another power to the light side. Somebody that could help keep balance.
But now that he sees it here, he's seeing it all over again.
And in Luke's... See, this is interesting about this trailer so far. We're like not even really halfway through it. Mm-mm. Is that even in this, it seems that Luke is training her reluctantly, which is interesting. But not only is he training her reluctantly, he doesn't see her as Jedi or Sith in this point. He's not looking at titling this. He just sees it as a power source.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we're going to hit play.
Sure.
And continue this. Here's Kylo in the elevator. He throws the helmet. He's in his noose. Fighter. They're teasing here that he's going after Leia, his mom.
Yeah.
And that he's hesitating.
Which, wouldn't that be totally, I mean, legit fucked up if that was the thing all along? And they have not been able to, like, porgs? Yeah, we should talk about that, too.
Well, before we get to the porgs, it's already been revealed that... The archetype for these movies is going to be that the focal point for the old characters in the first movie is going to be Han. Second movie is going to be Luke. Third movie is going to be Leia. So she was going to get through this movie.
Does that change?
I don't know.
And do you think that now they're going to have to... I mean, that's weird because now what do you do in your third movie? Because unless the estate of Carrie Fisher... allows them to do like they did in Rogue One as a way to quote unquote resurrect her, you know.
They've already said
okay
that they have given the studio permission
oh.
to do that. The studio is refusing.
Well, that's
they
I love that.
They don't want to do that. They don't want to just, well,
In her image.
Well, in her image, or continue this just because that's what we were going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I'm conjecturing here. I think that may have been part of some of the friction between Kathleen Kennedy and the original director for Nine.
Oh.
That's my opinion. I don't know. I haven't read anything. I've heard anything. I mean, I'm just trying to think of it. I'm like, what? Their big hang-up was story and script and them wanting changes. And then there was some confliction. He got out. In comes JJ to make the ninth movie. They have to rework the script. They have been doing that. That has delayed the movies. The original movie release was May of 19.
It's going to be November,
it's
going to
be December 19, so they're all going to come out December now, which is fine. That's no big.
Does that mean the next Star Wars that comes out will be like last December? Iced Earth reference? Hey-o.
I got something to say later, but let's get through this trailer first.
Sure. We're at the Porgs, by the way. Porgs. They're an interesting looking thing.
We see some Poe flying around, being a badass. Phasma and
Finn.
Finn going at it, finally. This is not going to go the way you think. Fulfill. Of course they are. Now, this looks like a really action-packed movie in some spots. Rey getting tortured.
By Snoke.
I need someone to show me my place in all this.
And then Kylo reaches out a hand.
Okay, so observation. The Leia scene where he's flying happens after this. Because in that scene, if you look, Kylo doesn't have as big of a scar on his face. And when he's flying his new TIE fighter thing towards Leia, is at least how they cut the trailer, it's a big gash.
Well, it kind of looks like he's got like a gash where they put something over it.
Yeah, like some sort of like medical thing.
Yeah.
Wire mesh, or maybe he's becoming robotic.
I don't know. I have seen pictures of him with like Sith eyes, but I've heard that not to buy into that. Now, there was a picture I saw recently.
Okay, sure. Bring it on. Just want to say that trailer was awesome. Ryan Johnson, the director for this movie, did warn people, like, you might not want to watch this. It is pretty spoiler laden, and there are a lot of things that could be spoilery in there.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another episode of The Poor Rapport. I am your host, Andrew Poor, and I want to thank you for joining me. You saw the thing about the Breaking Bad house, right?
Yeah.
So
that's been a thing for a while, I think.
Yeah, because like this lady like bought this house in the 70s, been living there, and then like I think it's Vince Gilligan?
Yeah.
Whatever his name is. He approached, wanted to shoot the pilot outside her place to fill in as Walter White's house, and then they're going to build the set for the interior and all that. And I guess, like, so then obviously Breaking Bad took off and became this massive hit. And
yeah.
And then the show's over, and everyone's like, hey, it's Walter White's house. We'll take a picture in front of it. Let's reenact throwing a pizza on the roof, because they did it one time for 2 seconds on an episode. And let's just torment this woman, be like, you're in our shot. I'm like, I live here. I've lived here for 40 years. What do you want from me? And she finally got sick of it and just erected this, like, 10-foot fence. And she's like, I feel like she's living in an own prison or an episode of The Walking Dead to get around this whole thing.
Wow.
I don't know. It's just ridiculous that, like, this lady has her whole life just put on rage just because she probably got a little bit of money for them filming outside of her place, like, a few times.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just crazy. I feel bad for it, but at the same time, it's like, I would just contemplate like selling off the house and be like, find someone who's like, hey, you want to turn this into like a museum or a showpiece?
Right.
Or let me sell blue rock candy out on my front lawn to people as they come by to make some money.
Oh, funny story with that. A couple years ago, Brandon and Silent Rob and I, do you know Rob?
I haven't met him, but I know of him.
Okay, yeah. Silent Rob and I and Brandon, we all went and saw Black Sabbath.
Okay.
So on the way to Brandon's house in Frankfurt, Rob and I, we passed a mobile home for sale, and it looked just like It looked just like the camper from Breaking Bad.
Oh gosh. That reminds me of my brother, because he got a like an RV that looked a lot like that for a wedding present. Like just a used one, just like, hey, have it, I'm gonna fix it. I'm like,
oh no.
You live in California in weed country with an RV that looks like from Breaking Bad. You're just living this lifestyle now, aren't you? That's just going
to
be your
life. Well, me and Rob, we're sitting there talking to each other, and we say, like, wouldn't it be awesome to just buy an RV and sell, like, rock candy out of it?
But like,
that's so funny you mentioned
like,
that.
Play, I don't know what song you would play, but just, like, drive around neighborhoods.
Huh.
Oh, my gosh. But it's, like, that whole house and everything, there's a... Because, like, you've known the other shows that have been popular that always have, like the Brady House...
Yeah, the Shameless House. If you
Shameless House is in Chicago.
Yeah, my friends have visited that. My friends that live up in Chicago.
Is it? Do people actually live there, or is it just a? Is it just owned by the show?
I'm not entirely sure.
So I think they film like I think they actually film inside of it too, don't they? It's like
I don't know. Yeah, I haven't looked into the behind the scenes stuff for Shameless.
To me, it's just a crappy house in the middle could of be. Chicago.
It could be.
They've been like, how much are you selling this for? Oh, we'll buy it. We'll film it. And listen empty the rest of the time, but I would be, yeah. I Shameless. I've watched it. It's not a show I can really get into. Do you really like the show?
Oh yeah, I love that show. Just because it, whenever it, you think it's hit peak ridiculous, it tops itself. And William H. Macy.
Yeah, awesome. I loved William H. Macy. And I just like, I remember just like seeing some of the movies. He did some very dramatic roles, but then you see. Him do like this show where he's just like the worst father and just the worst person.
Worst human being imaginable.
I mean, I watched an episode like where he faked his own death.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure that's the first time he's done it in that show.
Believe it may have happened multiple times. I don't know. I binged the whole thing and then I got to where they were at on TV and earlier this year. So
do you prefer binging when you have the opportunity?
It depends. I go back and forth.
Because, like, is there some shows... I feel like when I rewatch shows, I feel like I binge them. Like, How I Met Your Mother, I, like, went through and, like...
Yeah.
Because sometimes it's just, like, a random night. You don't want to watch anything, like, current to draw your attention. But, like, I just need some background show. Mm-hmm. And it's, like, I'll burn through all of How I Met Your Mother. And I'll get to the point where, like, Marshall's dad dies. I'm like, I need to skip this episode and the next episode.
Man.
I don't need this in my life.
That's what I loved about How I Met Your Mother was It was so funny, but it had those really impactful, heavy-hitting moments.
Yeah.
Like when Marshall's dad died.
Yeah, that one was rough.
That was really rough.
The funeral with the phone call, and it's just...
Oh, yeah.
You're just like, it's like, both of our parents still alive, but this still hurts. Oh, God.
Uh-huh.
And then, like the end, like, with the finale, when they have that, like, that song that she's playing on the ukulele, and it's just Ted, like, just, like, crying, and I'm like, oh, it's her. He's been waiting for her. Oh.
You know, my girlfriend over here, she told me that How I Met Your Mother is no longer going to be on Netflix.
They're taking it off Netflix?
Coming November?
That's so sad. I'm glad I binged it. Just like I did The Office, because I think they took The Office away, too.
Yeah, I've never watched The Office. I have, but here and there.
I think the British one's still on Netflix, but it's... I mean, the only thing you can see is Martin Freeman before he was famous.
Yeah.
Playing, I think, the Jim character, essentially.
Okay.
And then, like, the dude from Pirates of the Caribbean played the Dwight character, the one who had, like, the fake eye.
Oh, God.
That's the only people I know from that show, and I'm like,
oh, wow.
What show? It's like one season, that's all I got out of it. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, those shows. But, like, we recently talked about, because I had finished watching Westworld.
Yeah.
And then I got to, like, I'm like, oh, this is interesting. Oh, this is weird. Oh, my God. Oh, what are they doing?
Just like, I know, Westworld was crazy.
I mean, and that show, I didn't even binge, and I felt like, I just need to, like, digest each episode because there's just so much stuff that you don't even see. And then you talk to someone and you're like, but you notice this? And I was like, no. Oh, my God. It makes so much more sense now.
I binged, I think, the first three episodes, and then I was caught up. And
you just watched it weekly.
Yeah. That was an interesting show. I tried to watch the season finale about a week or so ago just to, you know, refresh myself because I knew we were going to talk about this.
Yeah, because... Westworld's one of those shows. Like, I guess I kind of talked about the finale on one of my earlier episodes at the end. Uh-huh. So I guess, what were your thoughts like going into the finale? I know you watched it a second time.
Well, I had known somebody, my good friend Nick Torres, he had theorized that the man in black was the one dude. I can't remember his name.
What was his name?
But he was like, yeah, he's definitely the Man in Black. He's got
William.
Yeah, William. And he's like, yeah, he's definitely the Man in Black. I'm like, I don't know, man. Like, I don't see how you're... He's like, but what if it's like that part's in the past and this part's in the future, in the present? And I'm like, I don't know, man. And turns out that was exactly the case. I was like, holy shit.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that. The fact that they were playing with time, because I think every time they were showing like the group working in the office, it was the future and all this stuff with the cast and everything mm-hmm. of the park were all forward and backwards in time, and they were just reliving the same. I felt like the same couple days over and over again.
Yeah, which they did a really good job at the very beginning establishing the whole repetition, like how everything resets every day.
Yeah,
and then moving forward, you just get story.
Yeah, sorry, I'm gonna apologize in advance. My dog has never been in this place before. And he's just wandering around like, where am I? Just panting and like circling and crying.
He's stuck in a room.
Yeah, he's good. He's been on every show. You can hear him with his jingling of his collar, which I purposely took mm-hmm. off this time. I was like, we're not going to hear that today. I don't need a loud jingle every time he shakes his head. But yeah, when I watched Westworld, when I got to that finale, I think the character I really loved following was Maeve.
Yeah, she was interesting.
Because she had a whole interesting arc, because like I think there's like the one day she didn't go to sleep during like her rebuild or her like rebooting process, and then start communicating with this like random tech dude, this like Asian kid who's just like,
yeah,
I want to be a programmer. Like, and then she just befriends him and then wreaks hell and sees like all of her friends naked on tables, being like, you see James Martin in the back of this room getting hosed down. How scientific that show is to be like, yeah, we're just gonna have a guide to just hose all the bodies down at the end of the night.
I really thought like the creation process for the hosts, they're the hosts, right? The robots.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. For all the hosts, they create like that little like it's a weird like 3D printing process. Like,
yeah.
It's where like, it was threading.
Yeah, it's how that kind of like, and they do that every episode in the intro when you saw like that
yeah.
going together, and like the hand on the piano, and it's just that jingle alone is just it draws yeah. you, and you're like. Dun, 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 dun. I'm like, oh yeah.
Did you ever notice like the random like cultural like pop songs throughout the
I can't remember
which songs that were in it, but they were all played on piano and stuff.
Yeah. And did you know that the people who did the intro for this also did the same intro for The Walking Dead?
Really?
Or not The Walking Dead, sorry. Game of Thrones.
Okay. HBO. Really?
Like the people who did all that 3D uh-huh. almost looks like it's tangible than an effect.
Yeah,
but yeah. I thought that was kind of crazy, but I think when it all came forward, when the fact that I think the big twist for me was when it turned out that Bernard and Arnold were Bernard was the host based on Arnold.
Really?
Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
I think it was like earlier in the episode when like I think I can't remember how it came out. I think Bernard saw a picture of young Anthony Hopkins and Arnold and another guy, and he's like, oh my god, and then it all makes sense. And it's like,
yeah,
I don't they're...
It's funny because you're saying all this to me and it's coming back to me because I haven't watched it in a year,
and you're just like
I'm like, oh yeah, remember
that. It's just like when someone like refreshes your memory on something, like a movie or something, you're like mm-hmm. yeah, yeah, oh, and then it just all just comes flooding back to
yes.
you. Yeah, this is one of those shows I really feel like I need to rewatch it, because I know there's things that either I missed or I was too engorged in one story to really focus mm-hmm. on something else that's going on in the yeah. background. Like the whole thing with that Maze thing, I really wasn't following when it was first going on. Like when he first, I was distracted by all this stuff going on with like the host and seeing that picture, and I'm like, what is this maze, and what's its point? And then it's like, you're not meant for the maze. And it turned out to be that little like kids game in the end.
Yeah.
I don't know. I really enjoyed Westworld. I'm really looking forward to the second season. But I've heard nothing of when
where it's gonna go.
Yeah, I know there's the other world, supposed like I think like East World, or I don't know what they're gonna call it. The one that so like the little tease of like the samurais.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're gonna do that.
That'd be so sick.
And I know Ed Harris has said like I'm not gonna don that armor, so I don't know how involved he's gonna be. But he kinda leaves, I know that finale with the empty, they're like deep freeze of all the hosts they built, they're all gone, and then they're all just running out of the field. I'm like, what's gonna like? You see Ed Harris is smiling like they won, because he was the majority shareholder of this company and just wanted to see all of these hosts react and kill all the actual
yeah.
people. I was like, he's just causing chaos. But I guess he just hated there being no consequence to anything he did. It would just reset and time would just keep moving forward. It's definitely, I think, there's been so many, like, rehashed and, like, remakes of shows to see something like this, which I guess technically is a remake of, like, a movie.
Yeah.
But I think they went in a different direction. It's kind of nice to see them kind of push ground to new shows instead of, like, stick with what works and make, like, 5 spinoffs to Game of Thrones instead.
Right. Yeah. I'm okay with that.
Oh, yeah.
I can watch Game of Thrones all day.
I know, and I still need to catch up. I'm still in the middle of season 5. And I'm going to... At least I know I have plenty of time because...
Season 5.
Because I know Game of Thrones... I think season 8 is going to come back probably early next year? Middle next year?
Yeah.
I don't know if they've actually, like...
We're going to see. Game of Thrones season 5 was interesting for me because it was the first current season that I had watched. I had binged up until... I think it was 2014?
Okay.
2014, I binged all the way up until the end of season 4. So season 4 was still going on when I finally got caught up to it. It was just like the final 2 episodes or so. But then I had to wait the whole another year for season 5 to pop up. But yeah, season 5 was interesting.
Yeah, I don't much, but I've only seen like the first couple episodes. But I feel like every season, their last, like, usually the first episode, like the last 2 episodes of the season are usually just intense. And like they're just like... tease you for the next season and just kind of bring you back in and do all the payoffs. And I know, because I have a lot of friends that don't care about spoiling things for me, I got like most of the finale of the actual show spoiled. I was like, come on, guys. I wanted to go in blind. I mean, luckily I did for Westworld. I had no spoilers for
right.
that. But Game of Thrones, I know what's coming. And I also read the book, so
yeah.
I had an idea, but...
Season 5, there's a lot of character development. And it's kind of a slower season. But... it builds everything perfectly for season 6 and 7.
Yeah, I feel like you need that. It can't be all action and all, because you don't feel anything for these characters. You kind of have to get a good baseline. Like first seasons of any show are like that. But sometimes you have to do that, like that re-catch up in the middle to like push everyone forward in like your understanding of their motives and all that. To then when you get to these big payoff seasons, where I feel like 6, 7, and 8 are all going to be giant payoff seasons and all.
7 was definitely nothing but payoff. Absolutely nothing but payoff and chaos.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited. I think when I finally get caught up, I'm going to throw a little party, and then maybe I'll binge all of the rest of the show over again in like a month.
Do I have everybody's attention now?
Way back, I want to say last year, maybe even it would have been last year, probably about this time, Asuka was facing somebody on NXT. I'm watching NXT, and the subtitle said, Dixie Carter, terrorist, having nothing to do with what was being said. I think the line was like, Asuka got taken down with a head scissors or something, and it said, Dixie Carter, terrorist, and I was like, well, somebody at Hulu is really trying to start a fucking war. Because that's what it seems like. And I actually tweeted to Hulu, and they were like, we'll get right on it and take care of it. I don't know if they ever did. Maybe they did, maybe they didn't. But I thought, how fun would it be to go through a Raw or a SmackDown and write down some of the really fucking weird shit that is missaid in the subtitles? And I'm going to say these. Some of them are long sentences that I'm going to try to have you guess what the actual sentence is. Others, it's as simple as just really getting a word wrong. The reason I want to do this is not just to call WWE out for this mistake. It is hilarious, don't get me wrong. But I do also want to talk about how there are people who are fully deaf, who if you're watching Hulu and watching Raw or SmackDown, and you'll see, you're about to find out, if you're watching with subtitles, it will get so fucking confusing, especially if you don't have the ability to read lips that well. And that's even especially more difficult considering that a lot of what I'm about to talk about comes from the announcers, who you don't see on air whatsoever. So, Brando, I'm going to start with a couple. I'm going to say what they put the subtitle as, and I want to see if you can tell me what you think was actually being said from the announcer.
Okay.
So here we go with the very first one. We start off with, remember what we thought in the top of the show. We start off with, remember what we thought in the top of the show.
Okay.
You have no idea, and you're not supposed to. I don't expect you to get any of these right because it's so fucking bizarre.
Well, no, because that's actually something that could have been said.
It is, but what was actually said is, we start off we start things off with Seth Rollins ready to face Braun Strowman. We start off with remember what we thought in the top of the show. And the actual lines being said were, we start things off with Seth Rollins ready to face Braun Strowman. Okay. Going on to the next one. Seth Rollins has to brace himself for the matchup against the Among Men. They clearly have left a couple words off here, but this is what is said. Seth Rollins has got to brace himself for his matchup against the Monster Among Men. Speaking of Braun Strowman, I just want to tell you that this segment today is only the first 10 minutes of Raw from now 2 weeks ago. It was the Braun Strowman, Seth Rollins match they had that was after Braun devastated Dean Ambrose the week prior.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so two times this happens. One time Corey Graves says Braun Strowman is 385 pounds. Hulu puts 380. Okay, so that's a 5-pound shift. JoJo, when she's ring announcing, says Braun Strowman is 385 pounds. Hulu says 383. He gained 3 pounds from the different people saying it. I don't know how. He's got a fucked up diet. This one's a little less crazy. The possibility to make him more serious. The wrong word is serious. It was supposed to be dangerous. So people are like, they're trying to make Braun
really
serious.
There's a possibility to make him even more serious.
This one almost fucking killed me, Brando. Desperation Booth from Rollins. I don't know what a desperation booth is, folks, but if you can find one, please go inside and tell me what's in there. But the actual line was Desperation Boot from Rollins. This one's a little weird. Saddens Rollins out of the ring. I don't know how you sadden somebody out of the ring, but it was slams Rollins out of the ring. This one is also really funny. Again, it's just the minor little inconsistencies, but if you were deaf or partially deaf and reading this shit and had to use it as a guide to figure out what the fuck was going on, you would just be like, huh? Rollins has to keep shopping on the Big Sequoia. Rollins has to keep shopping on the Big Sequoia. It should be chopping at the Big Sequoia. Oh, it's so bad. Oh, it's so bad. Now, this is the last one I have. This was only from the first 10 minutes, as I said, folks. The first 10 minutes of Raw 2 weeks ago. So this one says, and I don't know how I'm going to get through this. This is very much like the biology report from Journey into Comics. Again, still having wobbly legs, but still appear grabbing a hold on the road. It doesn't make any sense.
What was the thing that they called Seamus?
Captain Lawyer. Not the Celtic Warrior. The Captain Lawyer. How do you fuck that up? People sitting at home are like, when did Seamus become Captain Lawyer? Is that a gimmick change? He looks the exact same. What the fuck? Fella, we are the bar. Because I passed the bar.
If the boot does not fit, you must acquit.
Yeah. So this one, again, still having wobbly legs, but still appear grabbing a hold on the road. What was actually said, again, still Strowman wobbly legged, but still up here, grabbing onto the rope. And at that point, I shut my fucking TV off and said, that's enough for the segment today. If I go too much longer, I'm liable to kill Brandon. I'm also liable to freak out because that was 10 minutes. Raw's an hour and a half on Hulu. That is 1/13th percent of the fucking whole show. 10 minutes. And that's how much gold I got out of that. So we're going to try to do this probably every episode. I'll bring a couple of these, try to find some of the funnier ones. It's really strange to me how terribly they fuck up the subtitles. Like, especially with how important subtitles can be for some people.
Please, everybody, welcome Brandon Stone.
How's it going? I'm a two-time.
Three-time.
A three-time appearance here on Podcast Derby. How's everyone doing?
Dude, great.
Doing great.
Yeah.
It's formally.
Yes.
Nice. Good to meet you finally.
Yeah,
formally. A second time. You guys met at the, I promise, this really happened. This is a meeting you guys probably, neither of you remember.
No. Nope.
You were younger.
Halloween party.
Yeah.
That was the, Caitlin was the crayon.
Yeah.
You did Mick from
Mick
Slipknot.
Thompson. Yeah,
I was
yeah.
the nurse Joker from The Dark Knight with the nurse's outfit and the cripple walk, the whole nine.
I remember that.
I don't remember what you came as, or I don't. You might have just like.
I don't even remember.
I think you just showed up because you're dope. Like that. You're like, I don't give a fuck.
I think I just didn't think it was a costume party. I was like, oh, all right, I'm just me. Untransformed Bruce Banner. All right, not old yet. Just
completely
Bruce
unknown. Completely normal guy.
You guys all got a preview of my Halloween costume earlier.
I did.
Yeah, I said it in the group chat.
You did.
Brandon knows what it is.
Yeah,
I'm so far.
I said it earlier today.
Yeah, it was a picture.
I didn't see it.
I've been podcasting, my friend. We did JIC this morning,
edited and uploaded.
Wow, Jesus Christ! You are a pro on a different level, bro.
Game Maddox is edited and uploaded. That's what I was doing up there. I was.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, I thought you were just doing the memory card transferring stuff because it takes a minute.
No. I don't have the video done for Game Addicts yet.
Well, yeah, that figures.
I need my actual PC for that.
Yeah, because you have to do the intros and outros.
Because I don't even have 51 touched at all.
Oh,
52 audios done and uploaded. 51 not even touched.
How did it go?
It went well. We went like almost 2 hours, like an hour and 50.
Shit. Easy to do with Sarah.
Absolutely. it was great. We're gonna have her back someday to talk about GameStop.
Oh yes.
I want to hear that episode.
You will. Just listen to Game Addicts podcast on GameAddicts.com.
Cheap pop.
Well, now that we're all here, first of all, Andrew, thank you for referring me to the CW app.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dude.
I was
Lifesaver.
Totally about to. I mean, I have Fire Stick, a jailbroken Fire Stick, but it's such a hassle to stream shit on there. So I was actually on the verge of getting like PlayStation View or some other
service. Dude, Plex, man. Plex is the way to go. I Plex everything. Download it however you find your ways to download it, and then just put it in your Plex server, open it up on your PS4, live stream it. It's dope.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Well, I luckily...
You're like, I have to wait another day. I'm like, you know what's on CW
now?
On the app. And you're like, what is this app? I'm like, is it on Apple TV? I was like, Yeah.
CW app.
Perfect.
It's called the CW app.
It's only a few bucks, too, isn't it?
No, it's free.
It's free?
Yeah.
It's
completely free. It has commercials.
You got the seed.
Yeah. But it's like 30 seconds of commercials, and then you're back to the show.
You know, there was like, what was it? I think I was watching Crunchyroll.
Okay.
I was watching like Dragon Ball Super.
Sweet.
Because I got tired of waiting for the English dub to like, because this is like when it first really kind of started.
Right? You were getting your job.
I was like, man, I want to watch it now. I want to be like Toonami back when I was a kid where I didn't have to wait a week. I just had to wait a day, you know, get home from school.
Yeah.
Chill out. Give me some Easy Mac.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. I started watching that, but I got the same commercial 5 times.
Oh, yeah. I've had
for my local Aldi.
What?
In a row. Oh, Jesus.
It's these kids, and they're talking about going through Aldi, and I'm just like, after like, I'm like, okay, I get it. You like knockoff Doritos. Cool.
Now, is there an AMC app? Because that would make my world.
That's on Sling and View, unfortunately. There is an AMC app, but they don't put any of the episodes on. They put all the behind-the-scenes stuff on it.
Yeah.
Cool.
Downside of having a cheap cable package that doesn't include AMC. It's like...
Guess I'll just Fire Stick.
They raised view prices up too. It used to be 30, now it's 40 for the basic. I know. I looked at it because we're gonna have to do that. I looked at Sling, but Sling, I don't think comes with a digital DVR, which to me is important because in case I'm old, I get up at the back dimples of dawn.
Ooh, that's a great ass JIC reference.
Way back when I first went to Days.
Oh man, I don't think I know that one.
It was an episode title.
That was right when I went to Days and. Yeah. And he's like, man, so you get up at the ass crack of dawn, huh? I'm like, dude, it's earlier than that. It's a little further dimples. Up the back dimples.
Yeah.
But sometimes I get tired and, dinner might run late, toddler might run late, things. And so I'm like, all right, tomorrow it is. It's DVR'd. So it's just going to have to be the way it is.
Yeah. So Now that we're all here.
Yeah, what's up?
Are you going to ask him the same question you asked us?
No. What was that? We'll spare him.
What?
No, he doesn't want to be spared. No. Or maybe he does. I don't know.
Brandon.
What? Oh, Jesus.
Okay, so first, it's a multifaceted question. First question. If you could, would you suck your own dick?
Sure.
Right out the gate, he has an answer. Now, next question. Would you say you're finally getting there?
Mm-hmm.
Would you go?
Would I go?
Would you go?
Would I go?
Would you go?
Well, I mean, it's my own.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I'll eat some pineapples before. I don't know.
This is totally different than the way it went earlier. Man, this is amazing. Oh, I mean, shit.
Sure. I mean, I guess it's my own. I mean, I am of my own.
Okay.
I mean, it's just like protein, I guess. I'm not weirded out by it.
He said, and don't you say protein. He says this earlier.
Okay.
You perfectly compliment me. That was so great.
I mean,
that was amazing.
Yeah, sure. I mean, but like, don't eat like asparagus or anything. Like, yeah. You know,
yeah.
Be mindful of yourself at that point.
Are you gonna? Would you ask yourself the question like, "Hey, do you swallow? Are you gonna go through the process with yourself?"
I guess it depends on how bad yourself. My back hurts.
Oh my god!
Talk it over with yourself, man. Get all the answers.
This is incredible. I'm learning so much about my friend right now.
Well, I mean, it's a good hypothetical because I literally cannot achieve this feat whatsoever.
Yeah.
So
I cannot either.
Yeah. I mean,
struggles of getting
away. I'm not afraid of things that are never going to happen. Things that could happen, that scares me.
That's a great quote, Brandon. Jesus.
Okay, so on to the real what we're all here. Star Wars dropped a trailer this week.
Did.
Last week. Yeah. Last week and change.
Did you guys talk about that on?
We did.
We just talked about it and watched it
a little bit.
Oh, before the last one was Justice League, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But we just on the one we just did today, we talked about it.
He was fondling the balls there.
Can we talk about it again?
Sure, we can talk about it a little bit again. Bring it on. What do you think?
All right, talk about it.
What did you think?
What did I think?
No, what do you think?
So it was said, hey, if you don't want this to be spoiled for you, don't watch it.
Yeah.
It's potentially spoilery as hell. So I was actually originally going to avoid it, and then it just came on my feed, and of course I'm like, click.
It's all about coming on his feed.
This is a theme for this episode.
Yeah, apparently.
Are you feeding? Are you one of those people like, because I know I have some friends that like avoid like watching trailers going into
the
movie.
I don't normally.
No?
The importance of Star Wars.
I've said that I don't like sometimes when movies really don't need another trailer. Like when they're stringing out fourth and fifth trailers trying to get people to come out.
Or when they start doing new TV spots that are like more additional clips to the trailer.
What was the movie so they could take all of the released trailer footage and get like 10 minutes of movie out of it? Or like 5 minutes? Was it Spider-Man?
Probably. Mm-hmm. That actually makes sense. There was a lot of teased stuff on with the Spider-Man trailer.
That was the time that I was getting frustrated because I'm like, I'm already sold in the movie, and you're like, did you watch the trailer? I'm like, no.
Sometimes all you need is a tease, right?
Well, sometimes yes. As far as like what they've done with Star Wars, they did this with Force, and they've now done this here where they did the trailer or the teaser, and then the actual trailer just like a few months out, or like when they were getting ready to do ticket pre-sales.
Yeah.
So sometimes when it comes to trailers. I'm good with just the one taste. With this, I was, even though there was the warning, I'm like, I did not heed that warning with Force. I'm not heeding it here.
Right. I wanted to heed the warning, and then it just happened. I watched it. And
just happened.
It was in the moment, you know?
Yeah, I still think my favorite thing was Chewbacca doing his thing, and then that little pork in front.
Yeah.
I was like, what the crap?
What is this? Yeah.
It's like
I think... Yeah, it could potentially spoil some things, but I also think it's one of those trickster trailers where they're edited.
You know that one at the very end is clearly two different shots they've cut together.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell that, but most people are just like, oh my god! But no, there's clearly two different
At the same time, I mean, I'm willing to go all out and spoil the trailer.
Oh, we already did on JIC.
Yeah,
don't worry about it.
A couple days ago, we already watched the whole thing.
I have no issue. So... Obviously, it shows Rey kind of what appears to be joining up with Kylo Ren. I'm okay with that. I'm okay if that is not a trick cut. I'm okay if that actually happens because it's interesting.
I could see
what
him.
What if Luke has like
turned her away?
Turned her away and like refuses to train her further.
I can see him reaching out to her. You know, in that gesture of him like holding his hand out, and she's like, "I'm lost. This is a whole new world to me," and he's like, "Come with me." You know, I won't turn you away.
Doesn't
mean that she's gonna do it, but
just
it
cuts the hand off.
Yeah.
actually, this is the second in the trilogy, so there will be a hand loss somewhere, for sure. Historically speaking.
C-3PO already lost. C-3PO already lost his hand.
Wait, you don't see it though.
No, I know.
And it's not a saber cut.
Yeah.
So
fine. Just being super technical about it.
Also made it sound like he was gonna blow up his mother's ship.
Yeah, it could be misdirect.
Yeah.
I will say, you said it doesn't really have any too many spoilers. I will say it has the most major spoiler, and it literally gives you the payoff from The Force Awakens with Rey officially handing the lightsaber to Luke.
Yeah.
Like,
here's the thing you were waiting for that we actually didn't show you.
Was there a hand?
I like how Luke's like main face of the whole trailer is him going. He's just like, huh?
I wasn't scared, but now.
I like that line.
Was it? I can't remember what the
whole it didn't frighten was. Me then, or it didn't scare me enough then it does now.
Yeah.
And I talked about this on JIC about how here's this young Ben with this raw, like endless potential of power. And he's like, oh, this would be a good kid to train.
Hell yeah.
And then here comes Rey, and it's like there again. And it's that same thing over again. And where he failed last time, he's like, no, I can't do this.
Yeah. Yeah.
I loved it though.
I did too.
It's good.
I love the score. John Williams again coming in. I hope he stays on for episode 9. I hope he stays alive.
It looks like we're going to get more Phasma this time around.
Yeah.
Oh, and I am definitely excited for that.
She does something.
Yeah.
Finn apparently defeated TR-8.
Traitor!
Traitor!
You know, TR-8, huh?
TR-8.
Wink.
Wink. Wink.
I think that Finn is an interesting character that doesn't hold, like, you can look at the archetypes for The Force Awakens and kind of the stories they're building from the original trilogy. Finn's doesn't map to anyone they've done before necessarily.
He's not the closest to Luke.
He's not even, though. I mean, he isn't a Jedi by any means, you know?
But he's a whiny character.
So.
He's a whiny, comical character.
I mean. Well, yeah, I mean, kind of, but like he's just, I guess I get that he's a whiny comical character, but I'm talking about like Poe is very much your Han Solo, and you've got Rey is kind of your Luke, really. I mean, she's learning to be possibly a Jedi or whatever, and of course you have Kylo who's kind of your Vader. You've got Snoke who's kind of your Emperor Palpatine. There's all these parallels, but there isn't a direct parallel to a character from the original trilogy that is kind of what Finn is doing, because there wasn't anybody who went from the Empire and betrayed that to help the Resistance in canon as of right now, you know, at least with the movies. Mm-hmm. So I think that's interesting because he's definitely one of my favorites.
Yeah,
and he's not going to spend the whole movie in a coma.
That's good.
Well, that first teaser, you're like, oh, he's in a box. Well,
is he gonna get a Spock funeral too?
Oh damn.
Superman did it. Why
yep.
not? Why not?
Good luck.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Game Addicts Podcast, the show where we talk about the modern and retro video games that we play and collect. I am your host, Brando. Join with me today, as always, is this podcast player too, Mike.
So I got some little bit of Switch news to talk about. Nintendo is officially upping their production numbers for the Switch.
About time.
To 2 million a month.
Holy shit! 2 million a month?
Yeah.
Where's the... I'm down for it, but fuck!
Well, okay, because at that number, you would got to think that they're really looking for this thing to be available. They don't want there to be a lack of them. Because while they're kind of known for their...
Twilight Princess one.
Ah, okay.
Skyward Sword one. They don't have that one.
Uh-oh. And then the Champions?
The Champions aren't out yet.
Oh, yeah. Okay. They're coming out.
Right.
Damn,
there's more than I don't have. Fuck. I don't remember all those coming out.
Sorry to give you such bad news. I'm afraid I got some bad news. So, Nintendo is pretty notorious for just not having enough of
yes.
their consoles. Some often say that they do it on purpose to create a more demand for it. They were looking to hopefully sell 10 million Switches by the end of the year. At June, they were already around like over 5.
Right.
And they just launched in March. There's a good chance they might hit it. I don't know where they're at now.
Right.
But we're looking at the holiday season because we're coming around the bend here. We're coming into Mario Odyssey.
This month.
Yes. In fact, it's just like
28.
I think it's like in 2 weeks.
I believe it's the 28th.
Yes. Or 27th, 28th. It's one of those days. Because it's the same day as Assassin's Creed. It's the same day as Wolfenstein. It's the same day.
Well, it's not the 28th. The 27th is Friday.
Okay, yeah. So it's Friday, the 27th. It's right there all around that same time with those other games. But people are going to be going out to buy this game. And, of course, going into November and then December, they're going to have some more games. Xenoblade, Skyrim, L.A. Noir. Some other games coming out for it. FIFA's already out for it. FIFA didn't get a really good score.
1027.
There you go. There it is. But, yeah. So they are looking at, having more available. And I'm excited that I got mine stored away. It's waiting for me. I'm coming for you, I swear. I'm hoping to be able to get the Mario Odyssey one because that's the one I actually want. The bundle with the game, with the case.
Right.
I'm going to show you after we're done recording. There's actually on Etsy, you can get these felt covers for your Switch dock. They go on the front of it. And you can put whatever design you want. They have so many. There's like, I think there's almost 200 different designs that you can order. And it's from a thing on Etsy. And what this slip cover does.
You know what we didn't say?
What?
What amiibos I bought.
We'll get there.
You went into your own thing, so.
Well, I'm sorry. We're just sort of free-flowing today.
Mm-hmm.
With this cover, it allows you to put that on there, and it helps protect it from scratching because there's people saying, my screen got scratched from the dock.
Yeah.
So I'm going to show these to you because some of them are really freaking cool. I really like them.
And, yeah.
I mean, they got specialty ones. They got.
For how game, much are they?
It's like 15 something.
I ain't bad.
Maybe $20. Whatever. But they're on Etsy. They're not made by like a big company. But like they have ones for games that aren't even on the system, like Overwatch and stuff like that. It doesn't make sense. But yeah, go ahead and talk about which amiibos you bought.
So I got Zelda. Princess, that is.
Yeah, so these are all Breath of the Wild.
These are all Breath of the Wild. And I got the Archer Link, which is a fairly common one, really, but around our area, they pick them clean. Like, I'm pretty sure that some of the people that put these on the shelf buy them before they even hit the shelf.
I don't see him as often as I see
Ryder.
The Ryder one.
Yeah. Now, this one is the one, the one that I got excited for. This is a hard one to find. Prince Zelda is actually pretty hard to find also. It's fairly high in price for after purchases. But this is freaking amazing on the detail. So this is the Guardian, and it's just, it looks amazing. And so the feet are actually adjustable.
Not that you'll ever know.
No, I will never know unless I would murder you. no ripping.
As long as you upload the video and we get famous for you killing me.
Well, technically, I'll get famous as a murderer.
But then I'll have sympathy for me.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, some people are like, hey, he was an asshole. He opened up his amiibo. He deserves it.
I am planning on purchasing the cards for using the benefits of what the amiibos are meant for, but being
it's cool that they do that.
Yeah.
You know.
And they actually have some at GameStop, but inside of it, which, you know, we can look at them, but inside of it's like a little card holder. It's like $10. It says amiibo card inside. $10. $10. You can buy the whole set. I just looked it up for $29, which I would buy the laminated ones, a little more expensive. But anywho, you can open the box, open the little packaging, and you can see, oh, Bowser, I don't want that one. Oh, I want that one. You can pull it apart and look and see what's inside. I think it also comes with, like, it's like a $10. I don't know what it is exactly, but I'll buy the pack with somebody laminated them for me. $54. For all 18, and I just counted. I'm missing 6. That's going to change. That's going to change soon.
So,
excluding the 4.
On the last episode, I talked about, like, I was actually looking at, I don't know if I talked about it in the episode, but I talked to it to you about it.
Okay.
I'm looking at buying yet another copy of a Final Fantasy game I already have copies of.
Hmm. What game would that be?
Final Fantasy X.
Yeah.
Which
copy are you wanting to buy?
I'm gonna get PS4.
That's what I thought.
Now, okay, because our local disc replay had FF10 and X2 on PS3.
Yep.
The collector's one with the book, with the artwork and all that stuff. I bought it on the Vita when it came out. Like, the day it came out, I went out. I was still on nights. I went to our local store, picked it up. We were coming over, like, to Illinois to see family the next day for some birthday thing, and I played it in the car on my Vita and was like, this is so cool. I love having my RPGs portable. But I'm like, you know what? I kind of want to sit on my couch, sit in my chair, sit back and play, right? That's cool, because as much as I love playing my Vita,
doing this,
it's not very comfortable.
Well, because then I always start off like this, and then I
drop down.
Yep.
And then my neck starts hurting. I'm like, oh, man, I'm cracking my neck. So
my thing is I lay in the bed. That's where I play most of mine. Like, if I'm going to play on handheld, I lay in bed.
I fall asleep.
I never do.
Dude, I was playing FF6 on the Game Boy Micro.
Mm-hmm.
And loving it. And I just sat there. And I'm listening to the Overworld theme. I looked at it, I added, like, about a half hour onto my clock, because I just sat there and
dozed off.
Yeah. And the dude was just like, Locke is sitting there like, I guess I'm just going to stay here for a while.
Rest here for a while.
Yeah, well, okay, so I looked it up because they had that special edition for like $7. Last week's episode, or no, it was actually, yeah, well, it was last week's, because I had the pickups. I had the Kingsglaive, yeah. And I had the 3D Game Heroes. I looked at it then, and I'm like, you know, and I'm like, wait, this is on the PS4 as well, which might be a little bit faster and easier to transfer the save over.
Right.
You can do it on the PS3. But I'm like, okay, step back. Is it really worth getting this same game that's on the PS3 on the PS4? Is the only difference going to be 60 frames per second because it's a freaking turn-based RPG? I don't care.
Right.
But that's not just it. I actually looked up, and there's a whole article on it back when the PS4 version came out. Like, you know, they were saying, is it worth it? You know,
right?
And that basically, short answer is yes. I saw side by side screenshots, and I'm like, oh yeah, okay, I guess I'll wait. They still don't have it. I guess I could tell them that when that comes in, for them to call me. But
I love the list. It's so hard for me to not get put on the list. You know how many people are on the list for a Wii or a Switch?
A lot.
We'll never get it.
Okay.
That way.
So, when I was in there buying Kingsglaive, the dude was getting the Kingsglaive. Apparently, their Blu-ray cabinet is broken. Did you know this?
Blu-ray cabinet is broken?
Yes. Because I was in there. Dude's like, I'll be right back with your stuff. And I'm like, yo.
Yo.
So, the dude goes back there, and the other guy explained it after it happened, but... I'm just standing there. All of a sudden, I hear a crash, and the entire cabinet fell off and onto the floor, and the discs went everywhere.
Oh, no.
It sounded like the whole wall came down.
Oh, man.
And he's like, the guy out here's like, yeah. And the person he was helping, like, what happened? It was the Blu-ray drawer. If you pull it out too far, it actually becomes unhinged. And it'll actually bring the whole thing with it. Yeah.
I bet they had fun for that day.
The dude back there was helping him get it cleaned up. He was able to find my copy, and I checked it.
yeah.
You know, he goes, hey, I was actually able to find your copy pretty easily. I'm like, awesome. And I don't know if I mentioned it here on the podcast, but they have the other set of guides for Final Fantasy.
Yes, they do. They still do. Still there today.
55 still? Mm-hmm. That drops down to 25 on buying them.
Yeah.
Because that's what, I think I got it for like 30.
I said they were $29.99.
I think that's what I pay for the other ones. If they go that low, I'll buy them. And then I'll open them here.
Yeah.
I have no other reason to do it other than I got the other ones.
Right. So looking at this, Breath of the Wild. I really want to play Breath of the Wild.
I am still trying to decide what games I want to get when I actually pick up the Switch.
Breath of the Wild.
I'm thinking so.
It's almost a first pick. Splatoon looks good. I would get the Mario and Rabbids. It's got great reviews. It's funny.
XCOM, basically.
It looks great.
I'm thinking about it. I'm definitely with that. But
Replay has every game I would buy. $42 each. I'm just like,
So I think I'm gonna try and pick up Mario Kart.
Yes.
Of course I want it. It's Mario Kart 8. Great. Mario Kart 8 is my favorite Mario Kart.
Yes, it is. It is the best one.
And but the wife wants it even more so than I do.
Right.
So if I pick up the Switch, and she's gonna be like, "You're picking up Mario Kart, right?" I'll be like, "I guess so."
But it comes out of your money, not mine.
Maybe we can work out a deal.
Maybe we can strike a deal here.
But that's one reason why I want to get the Mario Odyssey one. Because even though it's a download, I get the game.
Yeah.
And I can pick up the game later. Now, on the Wii U, I kind of have the same deal. Sort of. Because when I got Mario Kart 8... they were running a deal.
Yes, they were. And I got the same deal.
Where you could pick one of three games.
Yep. Actually, I bought it the last day.
The last day they were doing that?
The last day they were doing it. That's why I picked up a Wii U that day. Like, we literally didn't have the money for it. And I was like, I'm buying it. I'm getting that with Mario Kart 8. It's the Wind Waker edition, so I get Wind Waker. And I get the to choose my game.
Now, I don't remember what three they were, but I know which one I got. I got New Super Mario Brothers U.
That's what I got.
Because, I mean, I want to pick that up. Now, oh, dude, did I tell you about my almost really good deal with that?
No, dude, what?
All right, so the Facebook Marketplace is...
fantastic. Sometimes.
It's also a trap.
Yes, there are traps.
By trap, I mean I see it, and it's like I really have money to buy games right now.
Right.
But this is too good of a deal. So I looked at the wife and said, I found something. I'm going to message this seller right now. It's for the Wii U. There are two games, and I don't know the exact price yet. But either way, it's a really good deal, and I'm picking them up. She's like, okay, go for it. And they were Super Mario Brothers U plus Luigi U.
Right.
And Super Smash Brothers for Wii U. And it's at $10.
Yeah.
Now, I asked, is this $10 each or for all? Send. Item is no longer available. It had only been up for less than an hour.
You're listening to the Voice of Survival podcast. Ladies and gentlemen,
your host, Nate Phillips.
Did you just pop the question?
I did in July.
Let's talk about that. How does that go?
Yeah, I had actually had it kind of been planning it for a while. Like, I don't, like, she never knew when it was coming. It's kind of one of those things, like, it's kind of supposed to be a surprise. Like, she had wanted it to come for, like, I think since, like, last Christmas. And I've had the ring for a long time because it's my great-grandmother's ring on my mom's side.
Whoa.
So it's a very old ring, but, like, I took it to get, not modernized, but I took it to kind of get, like, a touch of newness to it. Like, it's been worn by, like, every woman on my mom's side of the family since my great-grandmother. So, like, my grandmother wore it, my mom wore it. So it's like a 100-year-old ring. So it's been through the ringer. Like, it's, the band was worn, one of the diamonds had a chip in it. So, like, I was able to kind of restore it to its former glory, give it some new life, and then used it. So it was kind of nice to give something that was of significant personal importance to me to someone who was a significantly important person to me.
That's awesome. You're kind of like Barry Allen. Barry Allen, just holding on to the ring for a long time. Don't know when to pop the question. So take me through it. It's July. It's probably hot outside.
Yeah. Cause I was trying to figure out, like, it kind of all snapped together. I started working on getting the ring taken care of. So I didn't know how long it was going to take to get this work done. I didn't know any jewelers up here. So I ended up, like, overhearing, like, Liz's mom talk about a place that she got her jewelry, like, recently, like, cleaned or fixed them. So I was like, so I looked up that place, saw it had really good reviews, was really fair with pricing. So I took my ring there, explained, like, what I wanted done and, like, what I wanted to do it for, kind of a rough timetable. And, like, so they took it, said, like, they would call me when it was getting going. And as that was happening, I was trying to figure out kind of when and what to do with it. Like, what, like, when to propose, where to propose, if I wanted someone involved, because I know it's a common thing now that you'd have someone stayed somewhere to take pictures of it happening or video or whatever. But what had started happening is, like, we had planned, like, early this year or even last year. Her family goes to this place in Arkansas, like, every other year. It's like you go stay on this lake, you stay in a cabin. It's very nice. It's all outdoor. It was just a vacation they had planned for a while, and I'd already taken time off around this time because I was gonna go, like, a day early to take my dog to my parents' house so he's not just stuck at a kennel being in, like, a boarding situation for like a week. So I noticed, like, the date that I had planned to do that, like, I had taken the day off a day early to take Max to Danville, what happened to fall on the 5th anniversary of our first date, that date where I drove up to, like, meet her, like, for the first time since we started, like, seriously talking.
And code 39?
Yeah.
Okay, sweet.
Or case 39. So I was like, oh, that's really convenient. I have the day off. And I was like, I wanted to do something that was a little different. Like, I didn't want to, like, I couldn't think of something that, like, I wanted something that was, like, original to me and it was significant for things that we both enjoy. And I've had Max, who's my dog, since December 2013. So I got him right after, like, in the winter after I had graduated college and moved back home, because my dog I've had since high school had passed away due to some unknown complications, and he went really quick. And then Max was kind of a stray situation. Like, someone my mom worked with found this dog roaming the streets. It was really underfed. They couldn't keep it, my mom know. And it kind of felt like one of those things, like, I just lost a dog. This dog needs a family. I can provide for this dog. I have everything. I have the experience. So it was kind of one of those, I opened my love to take this dog, who, this little 5-month old like 20 pounds underweight dog and brought him in. And that was, and it was, I remember being like crazy, we had like a crazy snowstorm that day. And I remember Liz was still at school, and I remember her, she drove in on 74 through the snow to be there to like, went to meet this new dog. And it's a dog that like we've both loved since we brought him into our lives. And it made sense that he had to be a part of it. So I was looking at like how people incorporated dogs in, and I found a dog tag on like Etsy or one of those like crafty sites that like, it was like a stamp tag that said, he wants to know if you'll say yes.
Oh, I so love it's something it. That, like,
so like put it on his collar, with all his other tags, like, so it would jingle, she'd be none the wiser. And then I had planned that like, oh, we'd go to the dog park on that Thursday that I had off. There won't be really anyone at the park. I can do it there. It's beautiful. It's next to a lake. It's perfect. I don't have to, since the work day, I don't have to worry about having to like try and find a photographer. I don't have to worry about that stuff. That's not really me. We're not very public people. I know she's said like, since like the very beginning, she, if I ever asked her in a public space with like a ton of people around, she would tell me no.
Oh, it's like, damn.
It's like, don't do it at a restaurant. Don't do it like at a ball game. None of that stuff. That was not like, she's not a very big public person. She's shy. She just doesn't like to be the center of attention. I was like, you realize when you get married, you're going to be the center of attention. So I think she'll be okay with that. But it was just one of those things. So it's like, it'll be private. It'll be just us. It'll be with our dog. It'll be at the park. It'll be a beautiful day. And then we come to like a couple days before, and Lake County, which is where I live, got like a 10-year flood. Like my apartment got some water damage. Some other apartments in my complex like got like an inch of water in them. It was a mess. Roads were flooded out. And I was like, oh my God, what's happened to the dog park? And I remember like, well, if it ends up raining that day, I have to have a backup plan. So I figured like, oh, I'm just going to do it at the apartment. I'm going to like make the place look nice. I'm going to have flowers. I ended up the night before, I ended up buying like a flower arrangement that had like roses and sunflowers. And there was a sunflower like face up in the center. So it was kind of like a plate. And I had the ring. I was going to put the ring there and just do it that way. I figured it's the next best thing. It's something sentimental. It's sweet. And it ended up being, it was like a sunny day that day. So it was like, okay, business as usual. Ended up going to the dog park, and like 3/4 of it is flooded out. Like there's the lake part of it had risen so much higher. Like it washed out like the old beach and everything. And there was like a long grass area where you could like throw the ball with your dog that was underwater after like 10 feet into it. So it was very flooded out. So I was like, crap, well, we really can't do this. But I ended up like finding a good spot anyway. And with everything that happened, she definitely wasn't expecting it, because she half expected it to be while we were on vacation. So I remember just, I went down on one knee. I said what I said. She said yes. Because, like, I got Max a new ID tag for his collar. And, like, oh, so she, like, looked down and read it. And then, like, she was, like, confused, because, like, it didn't make sense to her at first. And then, like, that's when I kneeled down and did it. And, like, definitely caught her off guard. And she was, well, excitedly very excited. And I remember we got in the car and she was calling her parents and her family and her friends. And I called my parents, my family, all that. We told everyone. And then we had to do the drive to Danville to drop Max off, and then drove to meet up with her family in Missouri to kind of meet up for the vacation. So it was definitely like a whirlwind. And then we had a whole week where we both weren't working. We were both on this nice little vacation with like sun and woods and water. And it kind of made for like a great, almost like a honeymoon post engagement type thing, where you just kind of get to enjoy each other's company and don't have to worry about outside things getting in the way.
Man, it was like the pressure was off. Your decision to do it when you did it worked amazingly to your advantage because it allows you guys to really settle into that, as you kind of said, at the honeymoon phase and get kind of cozy with the excitement of this just happening.
Right. Like, I know if I would have waited and did it on the vacation, I was in a stress for all the days on the vacation leading up to that day.
God, and then if, like, you try to do it and her parents are there or someone shows up, or and then it just makes for, like, 100 different possibilities of awkward, and
right.
You're trying to respect her wishes because she said try to not make it public, you know, or at least not in a super public space. So you definitely had to be mindful, and it's really awesome to hear you. You're definitely... You seem very, very, very happy. So it's definitely a great thing. You know, I've not yet had the pleasure of meeting Liz yet, but I can tell just by how you speak about her that she is an amazing person who you definitely care about, and that's great to hear.